This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Really happy to get that win the other day, but I think for us it's all about backing it up and finishing on a high.
We've seen over the, particularly in the first half of the season, there was so much disruption to the team, and I think Kerry mentioned it after the game, where she was talking about how, like, you probably got to a point now where everyone's fit and everyone's fully fit and firing, but unfortunately it's taken until round 13 that you could kind of really show what this team can do, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the thing we've struggled with this year is consistency, and I think that's been a lot to do with who we've had available. Out of a lot of people's control as well. So I think the coaches have done an awesome job, and the trainers and the physios have worked really hard to make sure everyone's back out there on court, and it's great to have the full cohort out there at the moment. It would have just been great to have that from the start.
I got the sense as well going into the second half of the season, there was a few games that you guys kind of identified that you sort of like, oh, we want to get them second time round, and I felt like Thunderbirds was clearly one, and Lightning was another one where you sort of felt like that game, we need to make up for it. Is the Mavs one, considering you lost by one up here, is that another one that's on that list?
That was a game that we look back on and think, man, we could have had that. And so going out there and trying to do the same, but getting one up on them is our goal, and they're on a hot streak at the moment heading into finals. They're really a team that focuses or thrives on confidence. So we really need to get on top early.
There's been lots of talk about their physical approach as well. I noticed you had some of the boys out there at training today. Is that a little bit of just trying to get used to that physicality and get prepared for it?
Yeah, they're known to be a physical team. We know what to expect with that. So for us today, we're out there doing a bit of scum, trying to make it as hard as possible for each other so we're conditioned going into the weekend. But with that, just still sticking to our game plan, we're aware of it, but it doesn't change what we're going to do necessarily.
I guess it's the last game of your first SSN season. Like, how's the experience been for you, and how much are you hoping to end it on a high?
I've loved it. The season's just flown by. I can't believe how fast it's gone, especially once we've cracked into the games. But we've got such an awesome group, a group that's so well connected on and off the court, and all striving for the same thing, which is to win and be successful and to wear the dress with pride. Unfortunately, we haven't had all the results we would have wanted, but we're moving in the right direction.
I think the weekend, it's looking like it'll be, it sounds like she's going to be playing, so that's a good thing for her, but it'll be her last game. Like, what's your sort of take on her announcing her retirement?
She's an incredible player, person off the court, an awesome role model and leader as well, a big voice at the back. I've had the pleasure of being able to play with her a few times within the Ferns, and I just know how much of an impact she brings into any team she's in. So hopefully they can also finish on a high, the Giants, and send her out on a big one. But she's a big loss for us at New Zealand, but she's also given so much to all the clubs she's been a part of and the Black Dress.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.